Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a nominee for Best Foreign Language Film at this year's Oscars. And it's a Japanese film called Shoplifters.
A fascinating philosophical story of a collection of people living in a hovel. And you don't know how they're related to one another, but it all comes together at the end.
Yes, and it's not giving away too much, particularly since it's the title, to say that they're a group of shoplifters.
They are. Yes, and at one point, one of the characters makes the point that it's okay to shoplift things because these things in any store don't belong to anyone until you take them. And it turns out that such is their lives. They don't belong to anyone until someone takes them.
Right. And speaking of taking, there's a young girl that comes into the picture, a lonely little girl that they adopt, even though she's got parents. But they take her into their own, and this is ultimately their undoing.
But, you know, I think it's ultimately a story about love and connection. And it doesn't matter where you're born. It matters who cares for you and you care for them.
Yeah, it's about family.
Yes.
But unfortunately, in this case, it's a family of criminals, even though they're as nice of people that as you'd ever want to meet.
Well, they're living by their wits because they have nothing. And the film takes place primarily in, like I said, a hovel. All these cramped little spaces where they eat noodles all day.
Mm-hmm. It's a surprisingly touching little story.
I heard people crying in the audience.
Yeah, I believe it.
The matriarch of this little group makes the comment that it's better to choose who you're with, but just don't have expectations.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.